was to say that maybe the yesh miksa shuya b'lay vlad. It's possible to say if you have only a miksa, so the shuya that comes out, only a part of the shuya that comes out, it's possible to say no vlad at all came out. So Rashi says, udaka asri lay b'achila. So why do we say that the vlad is osatit? Because it's a gezeira miktsasa otakula. We have to be afraid that even though with only a miksas, a little bit of the shuya came out, it's not a real suffix because maybe no part of the vlad came out, but we're making zera otu where roiv of the shulya came out. When roiv of the shulya came out, then for sure a part of the vlad came out also. And then the halacha is any part of the vlad that was out of the stomach during shchita, the shchita is not matter that part. So even if it's not called nerla completely, even if no animal doesn't come out, let's say the baby, the calf, only sticks out one arm. So halacha is that one arm is treif, you're not allowed to eat it. But the rest of the animal is mutter. So therefore, if the halacha by shchita, I would have thought to say, even though when a miksa shulya comes out, maybe no vlad is there at all, still I say you can't eat the vlad, because it's a gzera miksa sata kula. We're afraid maybe when the whole thing comes out. But I don't have a right to say that I say that in every little bit of the shulya, for sure there's a piece of the vlad. Therefore, by an isha, whereby an isha, the halacha she has a din of yoledes, is only when roiv of the vlad comes out. If one hand of the vlad comes out, she's not called the yoledes. So therefore, we would not give her a din tumah unless then, like roiv of the shulya came out. If only a miksas of the shulya came out, then we would not say she's tumah. Because if only a miksas came out, there's like a sveik sveika. Because there's one side to say no part of the vlad at all came out. And even if there was a part of the vlad, maybe it was only a miksas of the vlad, so she wouldn't become tumah. That's Ula and Rav's Chiddush that we send out like that. That in every little bit of the shulya that comes out in the placenta, for sure there's at least a little bit of the vlad. Therefore, when even a little bit of the shulya comes out, we have to be afraid that maybe rov of the vlad was in that part. So therefore, if rov of the vlad came out, then she's considered like she was a yoledes, then she would become tamei. So that's Ula's and Rav's Chiddush. That we hold, ein miksa shulya b'lay vlad. That when any part of the shulya comes out, for sure there's a part of the vlad also coming out. And therefore, lamaisa, we say that the isha minasafik is tummy right away. That's one halacha. Now, the Yom Ulula says another halacha. Omer Rebbe Loza, b'chor shenitrach b'toich lamed yoyim. If you have a b'chor odem, Rashi says, that halacha is, you have to be poida pidyon b'chor. Let's say the kid dies during the first 30 days. If he doesn't die by himself, shenitrafo. Somebody came, was near, he was killed. Something happened to him and he was killed during the first 30 days. So he's saying, Echidish Yishno, Ein Poidin Oisai. You do not have a Chiyah to be paid to him. And Rashi says, Ein Tzorach Lef Doisai. Now, Rashi says, V'yemeis me'atzmoi, if the kid, the baby, dies by himself the first 30 days, Lo Yitzrach Lon Lameimah. I don't need a Pasuk for that. The Pasuk says, Upduya mi ben Chodesh Tifter, that you only have a Chiyah, Pidgin HaBen, if the kid's going to live 30 days. If the kid dies by himself and does not live 30 days, so pshita yepata from pidyon haben. Here the question is, avol hash titzrach. Here we need the posik. Liyashmina, the lawyer mina, we should not say, e lo iktol, he was killed, this kid, the baby. Now I should say, maybe if he wouldn't have been killed, hevi chai, maybe he would have lived. V'lay neifel of him, maybe he's not called an eifel. So maybe then there's a chiyah to be poida. In other words, who says the kid has to really live 30 days? And then there's a chiyah pidyon haben. Maybe the pshat is when a kid is born, if he's a bar tisha, like a bar kayama, there should be a chiyah pidyon right away. Just usually we don't know that, so we have to wait 30 days to see if he's going to live or not. If the guy dies, that's the problem. He wasn't the ben kayama, he was an eifel. If he lives 30 days, that's the proof that he's a ben kayama, there's a chiyah pidyon. But here the nafka mina is when the kid is killed, so we don't have the proof. So we don't know, is that kid really a ben kayam? He was really supposed to live for 30 days, just he was killed. Or maybe no, he was in the nafel, he couldn't have lived anyway. Here I don't know what's the halacha. So that's the chiddush Ula says over the name of Reb Lezer, that b'chor shenitra b'toich lamed yoyim ain't poidin oisoi. There's no chiyah to be poid him. And we'll soon see how do we know this. The Gemara says, Yishino v'chein toni romi b'choma. The same thing Rami Chomos learned like this. That m'toich shenema, since the pasuk says, Poda tifte says a double lotion of poda tifte. Rashi says, ach poda tifte es b'chor odom. Yochle would have thought to say, ach nitra b'toich lamid yoyim, that maybe there's a chiyah to be poid him, like a double lotion mashman all times. You have to make a pidyon haben. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, ach poda tifte. That means cholok, to make a difference. there's only a pidyon haben if he lives for 30 days. But if he was killed before 30 days, l'maisa there's no chiyuv pidyon haben. That's it. Taita v'yoma ula omer Reb Loza. Pehema gasa, big behema, anax, the big behema. Niktas v'mashicha. The kinyon, the way you do it is the mashicha. You have to draw it near you. If you make a mashicha, draw it near you, that's the kinyon. For the Gemara, Ivo, Anan, Tanan, we learned the Mesira. It's not Mashicha by dragging it towards you, but it's Mesira handing over the rein, the owner hands over the rein to you. Mesira. Rashi is a Parakama de Kedushin. The Chivon, the Mosulai, the Yasser, when I hand over the rein to you, Kona, you're Kainer it. Avo, Pichlein, Moshchom, Rishus, Meicher. Even though the Lakech, now they're not making any Mashicha. So you see, Behem Magasa does not need Mashicha. You have to draw it near towards you. But there's a kinyan by Behem Magasa with Mesir alone. It's Mersa Shruz Machlaikis. Hata Yehudiyom, he says, Ki hai tan, like this Tana. The Tanya you will learn. The Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Zu v'zuba Mashicha. Both the Behem Magasa and the Behem Magasa, the Behem Magasa, Rashi says, Zu v'zuba Gasa v'daka, both of them have a kinyan Mashicha. That's why he says, the Behem Magasa is also the Mashicha.
This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpacha, Zecher Nishmas, their father, Rabbi Avigdor, then Rabbi Chaim Avromov, Olava Shalom. The limer of this tape should be a schus and an ilu for the neshama. All right, turn over.
Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, zu v'zu bagbo. The kinyan by both the behema gasa and by behema dach is bagbo. Now with the Gemara's kasha over there, I by an elephant, how do you make agbo? How can you pick up an elephant? The Gemara said that you have to put bundles underneath his feet, and make him get up, stand up on the bundles because of you. That's called agbo. Like over on the kinyan, even by behema gasa yod, is also bagbo. You have to raise it or else cause it to be raised. If the brothers divide up the Yerusha, they get a Yerusha. Now the father was just mace, and they want to divide up now all the property. You should know, what the brothers are wearing themselves, the clothing they're wearing, Mestam, the father paid for the suits, so we consider that the suits belong to the father still. They have to divide it up equally. What they're wearing also goes into the chalukah of the Yerusha. But Umashal Benayim of Benesayim ain't Shaman. For it's upon their kids already and their daughters, that's why such a svara that they have a right to keep it. So Rashi says, Mashal Benayim of Benesayim ain't Shaman. Techivan the Bonim of Bonus, Layosla Beidina, since the mal young kids you don't bring to Bezdin, Lay Mazavdin and Lay Lamesa. We don't make them come. That's a svara to say that the Chalukah does not go upon their clothing, and they have a right to keep their clothing, and the Chalukah the brothers have to make is upon the rest of the property. But Omer Papa says, you should know, Pomer, there's a times that Af Marshal Lehen ain't Shaman. Even what's on them also is ain't Shaman. He has the right to keep. He doesn't have to give it up again, like now one brother should give up his suit to make a chalukah to divide it equally. What's the case? Mishkatas lo bigodol achi. If we have an older brother, and we want like the brother, he's the representative of the family, so the nichalu, everybody likes, he represents us, he goes to court for us, he talks to people for us, so we need one brother to look respectful. Therefore the fact he bought himself a $200 suit, everybody's happy with it and they say, you keep that suit because we want you to have it, you have to look nice for the people to help us out. So such a svar, in such a case also it's a svar to say that everybody's moichel, that he has a right to keep that suit, and therefore that does not go into the chalukah of Yerusha, and therefore the lacher is that suit he keeps, but everything else they make a chalukah on. Now the Omar Ulula said, Omar Reb Loza, another locha, that Shomer Shemosa L'Shomer, if you're a Shomer to watch an ox, and you give it over, now you yourself, the first Shomer, appoints another Shomer to watch it for him, the locha is potter, and then something happens to it, you should know the first Shomer is potter. He's not chayiv. The Mar says like this now, follow me, boy, not only in the case of a Shomer Chinim Shemosa L'Shomer Sachar, not only where the first Shomer was not paid for it, and now he made another shame that's going to be paid for it. He made a better shame now, so then for sure it should be potter. Because a shame is more responsible. If it gets stolen now or gets lost, we have to pay for it. So it's like a better shame. So for sure I'm potter. Elo, the chiddush is even bigger than that. Elo afilu shoyme socher shemos l'shoyme chinam, the opposite way. Where first, the first shoymer was a paid shoymer. He was chayim for Gnev of Yavedah. And now he gave it over to a shoymer chinam. That would be potter on Gnev of Yavedah. Tahashtu right now, Giru Yegoru l'shmirosva, he made a less of a shoymer. The shoymer is not so good. Nami potter. Still he's potter. What does it mean he's potter? He's potter now in anything that the first shoymer would have been potter with. In other words, let's say an oinus happens by the shoymer socher. So just like if an oinus would have happened by the first shoymer chinam, he would be potter. Who would be now by the first shoymer socher? If an oinus would happen, he'd be potter. So now if an oinus happens by the shoymer chinam, the first shoymer is also potter. Why? The svarish sherei mosel a bendas. I gave it over to another shoymer. He's a bendas. He's a normal person. He's a bar hachi to watch it. So just like I was watching it, now he's watching it. So I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not called a pasheya. So first shoymer did not do anything wrong. He put somebody in his place. So therefore, if the second one watches it, and an oinus happens now, so just like the first one would be potter, who had in, he's still potter now. That's the svar. Rava says not like that. And the halacha is like Rava. Rava is just the opposite. That shoymer shemosal l'shoymer chayim. If one shoymer gives it over to another shoymer, shno yechayim. For loy mi boy, not only shoymer socha. Shemosal l'shoymer chinam, not only shoymer socha, shoymer chinam. Tegru yegrol shemrosi makes it worse to shmira. Elafi lo shoymer chinam. Shemosal l'shoymer socha, even the case for shoymer chinam. Gives it over to a shoymer socha. Chayim, still yechayim. Even though Yechur, you're making a better type of a Shomer, you appointed now a Shomer Socher, he's being paid now, he'll be Chayef Gnev of Yaveda. Still, if an onus happens, the first Shomer is still Chayef. Why? The Omalek, because the first onus says to the first Shomer, listen, At Mehemta Libi Shvuah, you I trusted with the Shvuah. I made you of my Shomer, I want you to watch it, because Alacha by a Shomer is, let's say an onus happens, let's say something happens, not his fault. So the owner comes and says, give me back my shor. He says, listen, the army came in and flew away with your shor. So you're potter then. They listen to Mazuyin. You're an honest. But the shomer has to swear. He has to swear back to the bailim that it's not by me and the nainus happened. So who believes the shvuah? So the first owner, if he appointed you to be a shomer, the pshat is he trusts you. Therefore, your shvuah means something to the first owner. But the owner has a right to say, now that you gave over my ox to somebody else to watch, I don't trust that guy. So now that guy swears to say, and then this happened, I don't believe him. I don't believe his shvua. That's what the owner has a right to say. Therefore, as far as the owner is concerned, maybe he was a pesheya. If there's a pesheya, you have to pay for it. Therefore, the owner goes back to the first shomer and says, you're mechuyev to pay me. You had no right to give it over to another person. I don't believe him. Therefore, you have the chivas by you. What at mehem this libishvua him? You I believe with a shvua, but higher than him libishvua. The second guy I don't believe with a shvua. Therefore, yechayif. That's what Rabbi holds. So Taisaka speaks out that according to this reason, let's say the second one is a more choshev a yid that you know you believe him more than the first. Senavadi mipota. So tell you now, but the Gemara in Amafkis says another reason. There's another reason there why you potter, that Stam, the owner, has a right to say, Ein ritzoyni shiyev pikdoyin nebiyad achar, Stam, I don't want my pikdoyin to be by somebody else. Nothing to do whether I trust him or not. So according to that svar, even though you trust the second one, still, the first one will be chayiv. Right. Omer Reb, yeah. V'yom ha'ud Omer Reb Loza. Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Goyvin min havodim. You can collect from an Eved Kanani. So my Omer Le Reb Nachman Lula. Omer Reb Loza, what does it mean to say? Omer Reb Loza, filu miyasmi. Does it mean to say even from the Yisraimim also? If the Yisraimim have the Yerusha from the father, and the Yashin Avodim, do you want to tell me now about Chod could take away the Avodim, that you counted like Karka? The locker is from Yisraimim, you can only take away Karka. If Stam Metaltlim, you can't take from Yisraimim. So you want to tell me a Chiddush now that Nevet Kanani is considered like Karka, you can take it? So Mara says, Loi, that's not what he meant to say, Minei. He only meant to say from the owner himself. If I borrowed money, if I lent you money, and now I want to come and collect from you, so if you have a nevet, I can take it from you. Fred Gemara minay from the laver himself, afilu meglima the alkaspe. What's the chiddush? I can even take a shirt off his back. Like, of course, if you owe me money, so anything you have, I can take. What's the chiddush? I can take your evid. That's no chiddush. So we're talking about over here shasoa poitki. We're talking about with the loiva already made his eved an apoitiki, a guarantee for a different loan. That's the case. You made it an apoytiki, a guarantee to somebody else. So the question is it still called in your rishus or not? Okay, the Rava, like Rava said, the Yama Rava, also after apoytiki, if you made your Rebbe an apoytiki, a guarantee for somebody, or and then you sold it to somebody else, you should know, Baal Chayv Goyv Yemenu, the Baal Chayv comes and takes it away from you. Shari apoytiki, if you only made your Aksan apoytiki, a guarantee, or Mocher and you sold it, ain't Baal Chayv Goyv Yemenu, the Baal Chayv can't come and take it. My time, what's the reason? Notice he's saying an Evid is like Karka, but a Shor is not like Karka. Why? Ho is like Koyla, for ho less like Koyla. One has a Koyl. If you make your Evid for an apoytiki, everybody knows about it. Since everybody knows about it, then if you sell it, the one that bought it really shouldn't have bought it, because he knows it's an apoytiki for somebody else. So therefore, the Baal Chayv has the right to take it away from the one that bought it. That's the Svar, like by Karka, everybody knows about Karka. But a Shor, regular Metaltla, people don't know about it. Therefore, we said, you made your Shor an apoytiki. First, you made your Shor a guarantee for your Baal Chayv. And then you went and sold your Shor to somebody else. So the Maisa then, the Baal Chayv has no right to take it away from the Lekech. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Again, just the last Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph from Mid Beis was like this. Again, that Ula said Alocha that Yama Ula Amar Ablaza that Hilchosah Goyvim Min HaAvodim. The Alocha is you could collect from an Eved Kenani. In other words, that he held that it's called Kikar Kedami, and therefore Ula holds that you could even collect it from Yisaimim. So Amalei Rav Nachman Ula, Rav Nachman said back to Ula, that Amar Rav Lezer, is it true what you said, that Rav Lezer said, Afilu Miyasmei, that even in the case if the Loiva died, and now his sons Yashin, the Avodim, you want to tell me the Baal Chayv, the Malvik, will come and collect from the Yisaimim, the Avodim? In other words, you want to tell me Nevet Iknani is really like Karka? So Vaisos Ula in front of Rav Nachman said no. He said back to Rav Nachman, you should know, Minei, I only mean to say you can collect from the Lever himself. So on this, Rav Nachman has to kasha minei, afilu meglima di akaspe, what's the bichidish then? To collect from the Lever himself, even the clothing you could take away from him. So more says, hokam am I asking the shasua, apoytiki, we're talking about here where you made this Eved Kenani for an apoytiki. And like the Rav, but the Rav makes a difference. If you make shari apoytiki, and you sell it, then the Baal Chayv cannot collect it. But if you made an apoytiki from an Eved Kenani, even though you sell it, so the locher is the Baal Chayv can still come and collect it. So that's the way Ula answered back to Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara says they were holding on a few days.